Late in the afternoon of November 22, 1936, the day before Thanksgiving, Ben Posen, advertising manager of the popular downtown department store Hoschel Cohn, was having a bad moment. Baltimore's very first Thanksgiving Toy Town Parade, designed to be a local version of what the Macy's New York Extravaganza is today. It was to begin the next morning, and he had just received word that the trucks scheduled to deliver the ready-for-inflating balloon parade characters, Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, and Goofy, were snowbound en route in upstate New York. Stuck. Worse, Mr. Posen was advised, even if the balloons arrived as early as 7:30 the next morning, it was unlikely, given the relatively slow-operating commercial balloon pumps he had for the job, that he could get the balloons inflated before the 9:30 parade start. According to store executive Walter Sondheim, who was there, Mr. Posen got an idea. He commandeered every vacuum cleaner in the store and put them at the ready. Early the next morning, the balloons arrived, flat and not yet inflated. Posen swung into action. He put his crew to work. Frantically, using the vacuum cleaners, they pumped air into each of the balloon characters instead of into the vacuum cleaners. The idea worked. By 9:30, the parade was moving jauntily up Howard Street. The band was playing. The two-story-high Mickey and Minnie Mouse and Goofy balloons were leading the way. The Hoschel Cohn Toy Town Parade would become an annual Thanksgiving event in Baltimore. But none in the crowd could know that the parade would become first a Baltimore tradition, and then, until its last appearance in 1966, as Walter Sondheim told and retold his version of the story, only a couple vacuum cleaners away from being no tradition at all.